All right, Tori, thanks for being with us. Just want to have your thoughts about that game. It seems that the train went off the rails at the beginning of the second period.
Yeah, I thought we controlled a lot of the game for the first 20 minutes, and then even like the first few minutes of the second, and it was the same thing. We felt like we were in control, and they get a couple of lucky goals on the power play, and the momentum changed, and we laid back a little bit, and then it's hard to catch up from there.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about your first ever AHL goal in a different situation, but at least it's a goal, one for the ages for you. Talk to me maybe about, if you can take me through about your goal.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of it except Shuey making a good play, and I thought I was open, so I just kind of started creeping towards the end, called for it, and just tried to shoot one on net as hard as I could, and luckily it went in, and it was a good feeling, especially at the time of the game because we were kind of all over them. And then, but it would have been nice to get the win, but it was definitely nice to get my first one in the AHL.
It seems that it was something to look at for you tonight with the return of Xavier Ouellette and Corey Schoeneman. They are both able to bring pucks to the net, and all defensemen tonight were looking forward to maybe jump on the rush and having some chances offensively.
Yeah, I think we did a good job, especially in the first period, of just being active. And, I mean, getting those two guys back, there's confidence in all of us that we're all going to cover for each other, and we can take our chances when we get them. And as long as we got a good F3, which we had for the most part, and there was definitely a lot of confidence tonight until it kind of shifted there in the second period.
Was getting more and more physical in the third period. It was expected. Do you think that it could be a physical affair tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think there's probably some numbers taken tonight. I think it's going to be that probably off the bat tomorrow. So we'll get home here and get some rest and get prepared for tomorrow.
Do you believe that the 9 days without playing maybe, I don't know, wasn't really good news for you because you were such on a good role, and each and every game it seems that the Laval Rocket was the better team on the ice, but that period without playing when the team was playing so good, I don't think it served you all really well tonight.
No, I definitely agree. I think definitely just a shift in momentum. We were on a little bit of a roll there. I think we won I think 8 of the last 10, and then kind of just get a break for 9 days, and I think It's hard to keep that momentum going, so we're going to have to do our best to get back into that groove here in the next games, because we got a lot of games coming up, and we're going to have to just find our game quick and try to get on another roll.
All right, Tori, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Next up, Amy, you're up.
Thanks a lot. Tori, let me just ask you, in a season that's had so much, I mean, roster turnover is pretty typical in any AHL season, but this season has been pretty unique because of the COVID situation and the taxi squad and whatnot. But you have been one of the few players on the roster who's been there playing in most games so far this season. What's been really your mindset and your goal for yourself as far as what it is that you can show the organization that you can do with this extended period that you've had to play with Laval?
Yeah, it might be a little cliche, but it's just controlling what you can control. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of turnover. It's kind of similar to feels like last year. So I think last year almost helps us a little because it's kind of familiar. But I think everything was quite normal for us up until Christmas, and then it kind of hit the fan and felt all like last year again. But it's just the same thing, whether – you never know if it's going to be your last day at the rink. You never know if you're going to get shut down. So it's coming to the rink every day with a good attitude. And the only thing we can control is ourselves and our work ethic. And then we just keep going day by day, because we never know for what tomorrow holds.
Great. Thanks a lot. Congratulations on the goal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Tori. So I'll get back with Joel Teasdale in the next few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.